Welcome to another episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, Matt Matthews, and I'm back with my dusty-ass friend, Joey.
I'm back, bitches.
And today, we have a very special guest. We have Alabama. Okay, so Alabama.
I want a nickname like Dusty Ass.
Dusty Ass.
I'd rather have Alabama. I'll
be Crusty
Alabama
Ass. You can be we have the Dusty Ass Ho Joey, and we have the Crusty Ass Ho Alabama.
I'll take it.
So Alabama, everybody asks me all the time when I talk about you. Is her real name Alabama?
That's the most Googled thing that I look up when I Google myself.
Do you know what the most Googled thing is when people Google me?
What is it?
Matt Matthews' husband.
And I met your husband, and you got a good little farm, like a scruffy guy.
Yeah.
Like a scruffy Yellowstone guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's hot.
He is hot. But that's the thing. It's because, like, people are nosy.
They are nosy.
And because I don't share him a lot, like, he doesn't like social media.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't like being shared on social media, so I don't share him, so people want to know.
Oh, they do.
So, like, they always want to Google things that you don't want to tell them.
Always.
But Alabama is your real name.
Yes, it is. It is my real name. It's perfect. On my birth certificate and everything. No, I'll tell you how I got the name Alabama. I moved when I was 21, heartbroken me, broke up with a guy I was engaged to, and I moved to California. And as soon as I got there, I started waiting tables, and all the other waitresses called me Alabama because of my accent.
Oh.
And then it stuck everywhere I went, and people love it. And people love the accent
because you're Alabama in my phone.
Keep it. That's what I want to.
Literally, my manager said, "Is that her real name? She's got Alabama tattooed on her arm. So is that her real name? Because that's kind of cool." And I was like, "I think I only know her as Alabama.
It's all landmarks. It's not my real name."
Yeah.
And now
that's Travis Barker named his daughter Alabama. That's her name, Alabama Barker.
Now let's see if you can find my real name.
Now I'm intrigued.
I like Alabama. I hated it when people started calling me Alabama because I was like, I have a real name.
Yeah.
And now it's stuck. And so when people call me my real name now, it freaks me out. And I think I'm
kind of devastated because I was like,
it takes it away.
I feel like we should all have code names.
Yeah. That would be like me saying my name really isn't Matt Matthews.
And I would
people would fall off.
But you know,
cliff.
I wonder if people do think Matt Matthews, like this, gotta be the stage name, gotta be.
I remember finding out Lady Gaga's real name was Stephanie Germanotta, and I was like, ooh,
that's not
Stephanie.
That ain't it.
That's Gaga.
It's very weird when you have somebody like you know them by something, and then you find out it's not that, and you hear their real name, and you're like.
Wait,
that ain't you.
Can I bust? Because I know he was on your previous podcast, my co-host DJ New Era. Did he tell you his real name?
So I remember we talked about it when I was on 103.7 for Confessions. But I told him, I said, now we know that's not your real name. And he was like, don't do me like that.
Gerald.
It's Gerald.
I wasn't going to tell y'all.
It's Gerald.
I wasn't going to tell y'all, but she told y'all.
I'm technically the only one who goes by my actual first name.
Yeah, I don't go by my first name. Matt is my real name. Matt Matthews is on my birth certificate.
Yeah, but
that is my real name.
You got a couple names before.
But I have a couple names before that that are really terrible.
How many names do you have?
Four with your last name.
Does the suffix count?
Is your mother like a very Southern belle?
Baby, my mom. Okay, this is literally part of my comedy routine.
Okay.
But my mom was an alcoholic. Okay, so she had to have something easy to remember me by when she was drunk off her box wine from Walmart.
Please tell me your first name is Jim Beam.
No.
Okay, what is
she, her? She was a Frenzia. Is that what it's called? Frenzia?
Oh, I forgot.
The box wine.
Fresca?
No.
It's something like that.
I think it's like Franzia. Frenzia? Frenzia?
Somebody in the comments is about to comment below and tell us.
It's the $11 box wine from Walmart.
Okay. Well, at least you're not named Mad Dog.
And so what happened was I was actually named after my dad. So my dad and then his dad have the same name. So they named me after him. My mom was so ratchet that she was like, oh, he ain't gonna be named that. So she put Matt in parentheses in between Matthews and my middle name.
When Donnie walked out the room.
So my dad, when he walked out, she went boop and put Matt in parentheses. So it is actually part of my name, but she didn't want me to be named after him, so she put Matt in parentheses. Isn't that some hood rat shit?
You need a shirt that, my that mother. Says Matt in parentheses.
Matt in parentheses.
That would be funny.
So can I tell can I talk about, so I'm doing this comedy thing and part of my routine is like my whole life people have been like, is that your real name?
Don't be spoiling it though.
I'm not, but I'm like, people have always asked, is that your real name?
Because it does sound, it sounds like too perfect of a stage name. It really does.
Because like I have
Eminem.
Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's literally always, is that your real name?
Yeah,
is
but
that
Marshall
your real name?
Mathers
your real
sounds
name?
Nice too. I don't know why he doesn't.
Yeah,
do that.
I like
Marshall
that.
Mathers
I like it. Sounds nicer, but he's not nice. He's ghetto. So,
but it's weird the shit that people worry about and they Google about you and want to know. Like, who cares if that's my real name or not? Just let it be.
Yeah, why does it matter?
Because we're nosy.
Because people are nosy.
Yeah. I've Googled what is somebody's real name 100 times. Of course.
I Google their girlfriends if they're hot.
Oh, yeah.
To see if I have a chance.
To see, like, if their girlfriends are ugly?
I think I did that.
Like, does this bitch have an ugly girlfriend?
I literally did that with an NHL player 2 nights ago.
See?
Like, 2 nights ago. I'm like, how realistic am I being? How out there am I being on this? Like, how far would I outkick my coverage? Like, are we on the left same playing field, or am I just, like, shot in the dark?
I still, because I am a crazy Twilight fan, I want to know who Robert Pattinson's dating.
Oh, my God.
And I don't care.
Wait a minute. Have you, like, actually watched the Twilights now that we're adults?
Okay, now it's cringy.
It's so weird, yes.
I remember as a teenager, I loved the movie, too. I actually, fun fact.
They're bad actors.
They're awful. But I made my grandma go to every store, every coat store in Birmingham when that movie came out to find me a pea coat. Like the coat
like
that
Edward
he wore.
Wears.
That
you
Edward
have a picture of you wearing it?
I have that. I still own that pea coat because it was like a $300 coat. And it's really nice.
He said, not but only like, do I have a picture, I own it still.
Baby, I own and I still wear it. Because it's a bougie-ass coat.
Next year for Halloween, you and Joey need to be Edward and Bella.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
I'll be Alice.
I can't.
Let's we could be it. A whole crew.
We could just be a whole crew.
Yes.
You'd have to glitter. We'd have to glitter bomb you.
Yes.
Martez is going to be Jacob.
All right, deal.
No. What's the guy? What's the Laurent? Laurent. There's the black guy
it's
with the braids.
I knew that is
you
got
one.
I knew that.
Thank God we got a black guy around.
You would.
What would we do without you? That's why I love you so
you
much.
You would make him be the black man. If he want to be white, he can.
I mean, if you want to be white, you can.
You can be white if
like
you
want to
be white, Martez.
Skin. That's what I thought.
You can be white if you want to.
He wants to be black.
We're open.
I wish I had some melanin. I got more than you.
I ain't got a single. On the inside, I got a lot of melanin. On the outside, I ain't got none.
Same.
Zip.
Zero.
From the projects with zero melanin.
You're basically
okay.
Albino.
I'm albino. Go to hell, bitch. So, Alabama. Tell us about how you kind of, you have this Alabama talk show in the mornings.
Well, right. So say we need to tell, there's a lot of people all over the country that listen and watch this. They're probably like, who's this?
Who is this
what's
bitch?
What's she do?
Alabama
I
is...
Say, let's tell them who she is.
She's a talk show host
yes.
of the Alabama Morning Show.
Yes.
Here in Birmingham, 103.7 The Q.
And I did it all over. So when I was 21, I grew up here and I interned at 107.7 when we used to have an alternative station. Nobody would hire me. I moved to California, waited tables, had no idea it was behind a radio station. And my first day, these guys came in because I moved to California and said, oh, I'm going to get a job in radio. My family went, bullshit, no you won't. And the guys came in. My waitress said, hey, meet Alabama. She wants to be on the radio, one of my waitress friends. And the guys getting lunch said, oh, I'm Detroit. All of their names were where they were from.
That's
and
awesome.
They had just moved there to be on this radio station. So that was my first job in Fresno, California. And then I went to Detroit, Michigan, and did radio in Detroit and Lansing. Then I was in Virginia Beach for 4 months, Chicago. iHeart hired me in Chicago. And then I went to Seattle. And now I'm back in Birmingham. And I came back to Birmingham because I just wanted to move home. My great-grandmother had died, and I bought her house. And I had in 2019, I had a stroke, heart surgery. They found a hole in my heart that caused the stroke.
Jesus.
My mom came out to stay with me for 2 months in Seattle, came back home, died a week later from an accidental heroin overdose on Thanksgiving. And then the pandemic hit, and I wasn't really happy with my job, and I had moved away for so long. I was like, screw this. I'm going back home. And I came home, and I DoorDashed for a couple of months. And then the morning show prior to me didn't renew their contract. Dino and everybody knew me, and they were like, we'll give you a shot. We'll let you have your own morning show, which they never do for women. Like, women in radio, if you look for top 40, it's always a male lead and the woman is the co-host. So they gave me a chance. We hired Era, and boom, now I'm here.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's a boss, you know, bitch, like, right there.
Yeah, literally. And we talked, we have talked, you know, a little bit on when I was on your show and a little bit like through text about how we have a very similar backstory of like family with addiction and things like that. And it's really difficult for people to come from a family of addiction and become successful.
Oh, yeah. Both you of know? My brothers were in and out of prison. It's so hard.
Same.
Yeah.
My brother and sister, both drug addicts, both in and out of prison. Like, funny story.
Uh-oh. I know what's coming.
So, I haven't talked to my brother. I have a half-brother and a half-sister.
Uh-huh. They're twins.
Not, they're twins. They're 11 years older than me. So, I, you know, like, it was kind of weird. Same mom, different dads. Uh-huh. Let me rephrase, because people on social media and online know my good mom. Same biological mom.
Same birth mother.
Same birth mother.
Came out of the same hoo-ha.
Yeah, we came out of the same cooch.
Okay.
But I didn't have a lot to do with them because they were both addicts, in and out of prison, you know, that kind of thing. Well, apparently, like, some of my videos have been doing really well on Facebook. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've always been more Instagram, TikTok, that kind of thing. But then some videos popped off on Facebook, which is
and
where
now
they're from.
Their mode
so
of communication.
I get a phone call the other day from my half-brother that I have had blocked for over a decade. Uh-huh. Because I don't want anything to do with
every
them.
Every Facebook
I get
made.
This.
Yeah, every Facebook.
Get the block.
I block every one of them because they just make new ones, you know. And I'm a proponent and a true believer in it doesn't matter if somebody's family or not, toxic is toxic.
Boundaries. You need healthy boundaries.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And like my whole life, like, he would steal stuff from me to go to the pawn shop and get his drugs, you know. So I've never had a good relationship with him or really cared about him or wanted him in my life.
Yeah.
And so I haven't talked to him in over a decade. And the other day I get a phone call and it was him and I didn't answer it. So it went to voicemail. Then he texted me. Y'all hear that siren? Can you
Sorry
hear anything?
That.
Sorry, y'all. We live in Birmingham. This shit is ratchet as hell.
Literally, with the headphones on, they're listening to audio. It's like, yep. There it is. Welcome to
Welcome
Birmingham,
to
baby.
48 Hours.
Welcome to Birmingham.
Where
baby.
People get murdered every other day. Every day.
Every other day.
Every
day. Generous.
Every 2 minutes.
One day murder, next day arrested for child porn.
Yeah.
Both.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I haven't heard from him, haven't talked to him in over a decade. He calls me, I didn't answer. It goes to voicemail, and I get a voicemail, and he's like, hey, Matt, it's your brother. I just want to tell you I miss you and love you, and I wanted to talk to you.
I want to come see your phone.
And I'm like, okay, no.
I know.
Okay. You ready for this?
What was it?
Not 20 minutes later, I get a text message from like a random like skew of numbers. And I'm like, what is this? I look at my phone. It says, you have a Cash App request for $20.
Oh, Jesus. You know, that's just
enough
for a hit. I
was like, are you shitting me?
Uh-huh. That's just enough for a hit.
Yeah.
And it's sad that I know that.
And I'm like, that is all he called me for. And then wants to request $20 from me when I have not talked to him in over a decade. Yeah. Like, you got some balls.
I don't know.
Like,
well, you got an addiction.
Like,
nothing, I mean, nothing will stop.
It's me. Hard because I used to, I hated my mom for so long growing up because she was an addict my whole life and I was so mad at her. And then she came to stay with me in Seattle and she couldn't use there. And so that was good. And pot was legal. So like we would eat edibles and laugh together. And I had that 2 months and I was mad at her the whole time because she didn't, like she was just in my way and I've lived by myself for so long and I was pissed. But then when she died, that 2 months I got to look at her as a human instead of the mom I thought she should have been. Mm-hmm. And I look at addiction so differently now and I'm less hard than I used to be. And I mean, of course, when somebody you care about dies, you start thinking, what could I have done differently? And I do want to do something for addicts because it is a sad cycle. And I mean, still, though, if you don't want help, you're an asshole.
You can't make somebody
right.
get
no,
help.
I don't talk to my little brothers and I'm pissed at them because our mom died and they should know better, you know? But I don't know. I just look at it differently than I did before.
Mm-hmm. And I'm opposite of, like, I'm very hard against it. You know, yeah, I'm like, yeah. I don't have sympathy for you because my brother and sister... And my biological mom wasn't really into like drugs like that. Her vice was alcohol.
Yeah.
But my biological brother and sister were into hardcore drugs. And I used to worship the ground my sister walked on. Mm-hmm. Like when I was little, I thought she was the best thing ever. And I like wanted to like be with her all the time. And as I got older, I saw the toxic, the drug use, everything that was happening. And I was like, whoa, what the hell? So I eventually cut her off.
And that, like, arguing with somebody on hard drugs like that, when they get mad at you, they're going to burn your house down. Yes. You don't know what the fuck they're going
to
do.
You don't know what is going to happen.
Yep.
But it's like, and they're so psychologically like messed up that they will come back and explain to you that they've quit and they love you and like, I don't do that anymore and blah, 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 blah. And the last time I gave her another shot. Mm-hmm. I actually talk about this in my book because like I gave her another chance.
Wasn't that when she went to the hospital?
Yeah. So she went to the hospital and was about to die. Like literally about to die from sepsis. Scary. And I was like, you know, she's not doing drugs. She looks so good. Like I'm proud of her, blah, 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 blah. And I get to the hospital and the doctor's like, well, you know, you can't be doing what you're doing and expecting there to not be any consequences. And she's like, because her hand is broken and like this big. And she's like, well, I just fell off the bed. And he's like, now you know that's not what happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? So I walked outside and I was like, can you tell me what is going on? Like, why is she here? Yeah. He was like, oh, she was taking her Suboxone and shooting it up.
Yep.
She was burning it and shooting it up and she got an infection. And I was like, so she didn't quit. So she quit heroin. She was taking her prescription Suboxone and shooting it up. And I'm like,
she just went to synthetic.
Yeah. I'm like, what? And that was when I was done with her.
That's the craziness that it'll do.
Like, it is insane to me. Mm-hmm. But digress. We want to talk about you and your success.
We spiraled it back on.
I know. I love it though. But like, I love to talk about that because like, many people like realize just how hard it is to be successful after you've lived with that.
It is, and it sucks now because I just bought my dream house and
a farm.
I'm in a cabin in the woods, and it's so great. And I want to invite my little brothers, but I know I can't because
they'll be done stole everything.
They'll be stealing shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll go through everything and steal things. So it's funny because sometimes I'll catch myself in a professional world, because I was in Chicago for 8 years, and like I'll work with the corporate people of iHeart, and my ratchet Alabama redneck mom history comes out, or I'll do something that's very Alabama, and I'll see the looks on their face, and I'm like, oh shit, this isn't appropriate. I didn't read the room.
yeah, exactly. So, okay, I want to know more, especially the people that may be listening or watching that don't know really what it is that you do on the radio. What kind of explain to us what a day in Alabama's radio show, like what exactly is that?
You're always thinking about radio, and it's fun for me, like having my own show now. For me, the pressure's on because I want to be good, because I was always a co-host, and my bosses were kind of like, I don't think she'll be a good host. And I feel like the pressure for proving that women can host and lead a show too. But I wake up at 4 a.m.
Hell no.
It is so, I go to bed at 7. Like, this is my bedtime. We go do the show, and then when we're done with the show, Era and I will record some stuff afterwards, and then we'll talk about how we want to plan it. But I'm constantly, it's kind of like stand-up, where you're always looking at things in your life, and how can you make this entertaining, and how can you use it for the show? And then with Era, because we've been together for 1.5 years now, now I'm constantly thinking of how will he react to this, or how can I get him in a good way that'll be entertaining for the listeners? And then we have a guy in Detroit, Mojo. He calls and coaches us once a week, and we have all these calls with people all over the company. I have no idea what we're talking about. We just have, it's calls that they tell us are important. So you know how that is, meetings. We do meetings, and then we're on 6 other stations on the weekends. And so I'm
and Era said you guys are about to get syndicated in.
Oh, no, that's not public. Hopefully we'll be on somewhere else. If he dropped that in the podcast.
Oh, he dropped it.
Oh, Era! Well, we're about to be on some other markets, so hopefully. That's
oh, yeah, baby, secret. It's public. He got it because he done talked about it. And I didn't know. Ass. You done got us in trouble, Era.
Yeah, Era, we're fired. You're fired. So, I mean, it's radio stuff. Then I go home and mess with my chickens. And
So you just bought a farm.
Yes.
How many acres?
3.6.
And you just got.
That's a farm.
Hey, it's a hobby farm.
It's a beginner farm.
Yeah, it's a hobby farm.
It is a hobby farm.
I mean, I have 11 acres, and it's a hobby farm.
I think I have 5 or 6. How much? Well, I don't.
Baby, you ain't got nothing now.
I'm finna say. It's still mine.
It's finna be for
in
sale.
In the eyes of the law, it's mine, but it's going to be for sale. Anybody wants
anybody some, looking for a farm?
Anybody looking for a farm? 2,400 square foot house, 6 acres, shop. Yeah,
This is the southern version of my penis is bigger than yours. I have 11 acres.
I have 11 acres.
And then I got 5 or 6.
Yeah. The southern version of my penis. Yes, exactly what
we're
that
is. We're swinging them around.
I'm going to have my, well, you know, the only reason that I
Matt got his tape measure out so quick.
I had to get it out, girl. But well, I have horses.
I was actually wondering how much acreage you had because I see all the animals you have and I'm like, I wonder how much acreage do I need for this kind of animal?
Yeah,
like, but you start doing 11 is not near enough.
I don't have enough land.
Not even close.
Because we have 4 horses and a donkey, which I have enough land for my horses because you have to have, it's typically about 2 acres per horse.
Yeah.
But we also have chickens, which I have, 14 now.
Too many. Yeah.
14. I started out with over 30. And then I was like,
dear God.
I was going to say, have you ever even told your listeners how anti-chicken you were?
Now, why don't you mind your business? Okay.
I'm talking about, he said, we are not getting no damn chickens.
Okay.
He said, Rob, no fucking chickens. And he got rid of every chicken.
I did.
Every chicken.
Look how many Instagram posts.
Now his damn chicken is famous.
Now my chicken's famous. So I did. We had like over 30 chickens. We had a shit ton of chickens. And
what'd you do with them?
I got rid of them. I like gave them to the neighbors and just like gave them away because I didn't need them all. You know, I was like, I'm done with chickens. Like, we're done. And then my husband was like, I want to get chickens again. And I'm like, we don't need no more chickens. I didn't want them. But we just got a few. Like I think like 9.
Do you have a rooster?
Yes.
Is he an asshole?
Some of them have been. The one I have now is not.
Okay. He's sweet. This is the baby one in it.
No, I got a big ass rooster.
Where, I thought you just got a new
Roo-roo.
Rooster.
Roo, where you been?
Wait, where's the newest one?
The massive ass Wyandotte that I have. That his name is Roo Roo. You literally have seen him in the videos.
I know, but
you goofy. You when don't did you pay get attention. Him? It's been a while.
Have you eaten any of your chickens?
We have eaten one of them. Well, the only reason I ate them is because he was an asshole and he attacked
That's
us.
That's what I heard.
He attacked us. Every time we went outside, he attacked us. Would chase us.
PETA's coming.
Like,
I've heard coming. Roosters are jerks.
Some of them are, most of them are, but a lot of them aren't too. But so we got rid of all of them, got them back. I was like, I don't even fucking want these chickens no more. Like, it is what it is. Then we got them back and then we got Fluffy. And Fluffy melted my heart because
chicken is Fluffy.
She is an Isa Brown. Okay. She's the famous one. She's the one that's all over the internet. She's the one that everybody loves.
Is she the one you gave mealworms to?
Yes, okay. That's Fluffy. So Fluffy came from an egg factory. So they bred, you know, they like just took, just they just had her for eggs.
Oh.
Then as they got rid of, when they just like get rid of them, they get rid of them for slaughter or whatever. And we got her and another one. And I fell in love with Fluffy because I've never had a chicken that is just that loving.
Yeah.
Like she runs to me. Like when she sees me, she comes running.
It's so weird.
And I just fell in love with her. And now I am literally obsessed. And they're all my babies.
I've Googled.
But he was very anti-chicken.
And now he loves them.
I mean, I literally said I never thought.
Now I'm the crazy chicken lady.
Literally, he's the chicken mom.
See, now I'm Googling. Never thought. Everybody keeps telling me I'm going to be that way because I have 2 now.
You will.
I've been Googling. Did you know chickens can memorize 100 faces?
Faces, yep. Yep. I knew that.
Can you train them?
Have very
you
aware. Very aware. Chickens are real smart.
That's so weird.
Alabama, this show is supposed to be about you.
I know. Well,
And we have talked about our family's addiction. We have talked about our chickens. But you know what? Hey, get a higher live. But if this
she
is,
was going through her day.
Hey, you know.
And once, there's what's chickens. So exciting, she got chickens now. She seems excited about it.
You have 2, right?
Yes.
You got 2.
Yes. Loretta and Dolly.
I have a Retta too. So I have Retta and Fluffy, those are the sisters.
Uh-huh.
Fluffy
and Retta.
I got Pearl. I got Iggy. I got Left Eye. I got.
Yes. You need a Beyonce.
But Matt's rule is they only get names when he likes them.
They only get a name if I like them. If I don't like them, they don't get a name.
Can you tell them apart?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can tell everyone.
Is it Retta and Fluffy that look most alike?
Retta and Fluffy look alike.
Yeah.
But I can tell them apart. And then I have 2 babies that are now obsessed with me, and their names are Winnie and
Pooh.
Winnie and Cheeks.
Do you bring them in the house?
Because Fluffy comes in the house.
This is
you got to put a diaper on them.
I want to bring them in the house. Oh yeah,
they're gonna shit everywhere.
They shit everywhere. Have you seen turkey shit? Turkey shit's huge.
Yeah.
It's like this. It's like it's as, yeah. It's like a baseball.
Alabama. Have you seen horse shit?
Oh yeah.
I owned a possum. I owned possums. You know, like possums were my thing for a long time when
what
I rehab.
What did their poop look like?
This large. It's large. From a possum shit is large. It is large. Possum shit is large.
How did we get on the subject of talking about different animals?
I don't know.
I volunteered in a horse shelter for a while though, so I love horses too.
There you go. Okay, so last thing, tell us, what are some plans that we can see with Alabama?
I want to write another book. So here, I'm going to plug my first one. I lived out of my car for over a month with my dog, Susie Nix.
See, like, why did we not talk about any? You're going to have to come back for another episode.
Yes. So I quit my job in Chicago. I watched Into the Wild. I was drunk one night and I was like, I'm going to do that. And then I watched Wild with Reese Witherspoon. Put all my shit in a storage unit, took my dog, who was an 8-month puppy, Stevie Nicks, drove from Alabama to California. We lived out of my Volkswagen Beetle in a tent December.
Wait, that sounds amazing, though.
It was so great. And I wrote a book about it. It's called Dear World. It's on Amazon. Dear World, Letters from a Lost Girl and Her Dog. I was going through a breakup, so it's real emo, too.
Why did I not know this?
That's awesome.
That's always been one of my goals, is to drive to California. Like, as a teenager, like when I graduated high school, I wanted my senior trip to be me and all my friends to pack up and drive cross country to California and stop and eat
everywhere.
Stop and eat gas station food. Stay in raggedy ass motels.
You rag me about gas station food.
Drive down Route 66. That's what I want to do.
Because America is so beautiful. And
it's probably because I saw the movie Crossroads.
Watch Into the Wild or watch Wild, and then
don't hate on Crossroads.
Why have you even seen Crossroads?
That was Britney's glory days.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, don't watch it before you do the road trip.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Watch Into the Wild and get drunk.
Okay.
Smoke some pot, and then you'll be like, I'm going to do that, and you'll do it.
So you lived, okay. I know that we're running out of time, Martez. Don't give me no shit. He'd be all the time.
I lived in a tent.
Mind your damn business. But you lived in, I want to know real quick, like, you lived in your car.
Yes. And
what if your car broke down?
I blew a fuse because I figured out a way to jerry rig my hair dryer and dry my hair in my car, and I blew a fuse. And so I had to YouTube how to fix the fuse.
No.
In LA, going through a Best Buy to buy, like, see how to find the fuses and get a solar powered phone charger because I couldn't charge my phone.
She fucking with me right now.
I swear to God, I will show you all the shit. I blow dried my hair in my car in a Beetle.
You're my spirit animal.
I gotta order this damn book now.
I gotta order the book too.
I'll bring you a copy.
Into the Wild, Stories of a...
No, Dear World.
Oh, Dear World. See, you got me fucked up.
There's a movie, Into the Wild.
Okay, Dear World.
Dear World, Letters from a Lost Girl and Her Dog.
Let me write that shit down.
And it's all letters. It's like letters to people that I was.
If we buy?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes, yes. I'll bring you. I have some copies at home. I'll bring it to you.
That is great.
I'll bring it. And it's all letters to like people that impacted the whole story. And it's, I was going through a breakup with this guy, which we're back together now. So that was bullshit.
Oh, shit.
And, but then like people that I met while I was traveling, because I started staying at KOAs and all these old people in RVs were like, why is this girl alone in a tent in the middle of December? It was cold as shit. It was freezing ass cold, and I'm in a tent burning a fire while everybody's in their warm RVs watching me out the window. It was great. I loved it.
Did you ever stay in anybody's RV?
No. There was one guy that
did you have a pistol?
Yes, I did have a gun, because there's one night in Mississippi that went real wrong. I drove
Mississippi.
Mississippi's the worst.
The worst.
This is a whole podcast episode.
It is.
We need to do another one now.
We'll do it.
We got to. Because she threw that in the end.
She threw that in the end. Hey, I live in my car and I drove to California. Like,
that's how you do.
How long did it take you to get to California?
You tease for the next. Well, I took my time. So I think I got there in 2 weeks. Like, I wouldn't drive more than 4 hours a day because you had to think.
Oh, my God.
That would be fun, though.
Yes.
That would be fun.
You had to think, it's winter. You have to get enough daylight to set up your tent and cook your dinner. And I had an 8-month-old puppy in my car.
See, now I'd have been going to McDonald's.
Oh, see, I loved it. Like, it literally, it stripped down. Like, because I was living in Chicago in a big city, doing this morning show and doing like city life.
You might as well go on Survivor.
Yeah, I want to. Oh, I would do it. It now, strips down everything and you just think about living.
Why don't we have a show where we try to make it from here to California roughing it?
Yes. I will be the leader. I will take Hell you on no. the
Do
route.
Do you know how fun that would be? Matt would
when
be
When
like,
I got time. I have Maybe a, on my comedy tour.
That's I have what I'm a, saying.
I have a portable
tent. We
could
vlog the whole thing.
You could shit on the side of the highway. Nobody yeah. would see it. I have a solar-powered shower.
Come I have on. A bidet at home.
Well, solar-powered shower.
We're gonna rig. I'm we're gonna good. Rig a camp bidet with a water hose.
Oh. Okay. Well,
on the next episode.
On the next episode of Real Talk, Real Talk, we're gonna have Alabama back, and we're gonna discuss this whole.
Well, not the very next, but like in a
yeah, couple. Not the yeah, very next. Some time. But we're gonna have you back for this because that was some stuff that I really need to dive. Okay. I need to.
We gotta
dive deep into that.
Let's do a game when I come back, and we'll bring like 3 tents, and we'll see who can set up the tent the fastest. Let's do some weird camp.
No, because you're gonna win. Yeah,
no, well, it's been a while. I haven't.
She lived out of one. She told me she ain't gonna win.
I ain't never set up no tent.
This would be funny.
All right, let's do it.
100%. Where we gonna do it?
I'm down.
Right here.
Right here.
We got room.
We'll get three person tents.
We got a wide angle lens.
Alabama yeah. Outdoors sponsored this. Here's your commercial.
I got 300,000 followers on Instagram.
Give
now.
Give them money or dicks. We ain't picky.
Or dicks, the real ones or the show.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Let me. Jesus.
I need a sugar daddy.
Right.
This was a good one. This Alabama. Was, thank you I love coming. You.
Thank you.
This I was you. This was fun. Was this was really great. Fun. I, we have to have you back, seriously.
I'll come back anytime.
We should do it again sometime.
We got to, because I want more stories. And Martez is an asshole and only gives me 30 minutes an episode. So
why, Martez?
So he's fucking strict.
We're on a time limit.
He'll be back.
You hate it now, but when you get busier and you have more guests, you'll like that. Stick to the time limit.
I mean,
you're a busy man. You got a farm. You got to stand up.
I think it's really, he's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about this. Let me go home. Yeah. So it's like, you need to come. You need to come home. Yeah. Okay. Alabama.
I love you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That was a blast. I really enjoyed that. If you haven't already, please make sure that you listen to the Alabama Morning Show.
Yes.
That's correct, right? Alabama Morning.
Well,
Alabama
so
in the Morning.
Me and my boss fight about it. He calls it Alabama in the Morning. I call it the Alabama Show. And so every week he's like, start saying Alabama in the Morning. And I'm like, every time I'll be like, go follow the Alabama Show. The Alabama Show on socials.
Alabama Show on socials. I'll tag her below so you can follow her on social media and listen to her morning show. It's pretty incredible.
Love you.
I mean, you just literally got a taste of it. So if you enjoyed this, you'll enjoy that as well. If you're not already, make sure that you hit that subscribe. God damn. If you have not already... Make sure you hit that ding notification ding, ding, bell there ding, and ding. Subscribe for all of the future episodes of Real Talk. And we will see you on the next episode.
Later.